Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yes, Mother, I'm on. Good evening. Good evening and welcome. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. This is Prophetess Joan Messiah, Global Intercessory and PhD Ministry, your host live on Blog Talk Radio, where prayer, the preached word, prophecy, healing, and deliverance takes place, with many testifying to the power of God through the operations of the fivefold ministry ascension gifts, reaching the lost for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Now the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16, Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, and he said to them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Miracles, signs, and wonders. Again, the Bible says in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Now I want you to know tonight that this program is subject to change by the Holy Ghost. We do ask that you follow the lead of the Holy Spirit on this broadcast, and that you would mute your phones when the speaker goes up. Amen? Glory to God. All right. Well, tonight I want to greet you all in the wonderful, the matchless, the awesome, the majestic name of Jesus the Christ. Tonight, I'm going to go ahead and get into the program tonight. Those of you out there in Radio Land, I greet you all also in the wonderful, the matchless, the awesome name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. As we come tonight, glory to God, we come to give God praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. We come to bless His name tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus, we come to give God the glory, hallelujah, that He so rightly deserves. Come on and bless the Lord with me tonight. Come on and let us exalt His name together. Glory to God. We bless the name of the Lord tonight, because He's good and His mercy endures forever. Glory to God. All right. Praise the Lord. And amen, praise God. We are here, amen, to give God all of the praise. Oh, you know, the Bible said that He inhabits the praises of His people. Glory to God. He dwells in the praises. He lives in your praises. Amen. Praise the Lord, our God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. And let's open up and give God the praise. It is He that has saved us. It is He. Hallelujah, that we live and move and have our being. Glory to God. It is He that wakes us up in the morning. Hallelujah. You know, we forget to thank God for the little things. Amen. We forget to give God praise and thanks and worship Him for the little things, the things that don't mean much to people. Amen. How about we just praise God for our life, for our health, for our strength, for our good mind. Amen. Praise the Lord, our God, for good health. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. How about we just praise Him because we have eyes to see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. While we just, because, you know, for some of us, our spiritual eyes and ears have been opened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. How about, amen, praise God for keeping us in our right mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just want to give thanks to God for the little things tonight, amen? Don't worry about the big things, glory to God. But if we worry about the little things, glory to God, we can remember often to be humble before a mighty God, hallelujah. The Bible declares that we are to humble ourselves, a mighty God, hallelujah. Glory to God, humble ourselves, glory to God. Some of us are too high and mighty and lofty and lifted up. Glory to God. But I'm reminded about Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How we brought him, hallelujah, down to a place where he was doing nothing but eating grass, and his feet grew like claws. Amen. Praise the Lord, our God. But we remember, hallelujah, the one who has made us. We remember our Yahweh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, the relational God, the one who loves us. Hallelujah, the one we can spend time with in prayer. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can clap our hands and give God the praise. Hallelujah, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
oh, God, he's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God to us all. Hallelujah. He's the one who makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. He's so good. Hallelujah.
You,
the Bible declares, amen, praise the Lord our God, that we are to praise him, that praise is comely for the upright. He said, praise ye the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise ye the Lord in the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him,
Lord,
ye heavens of heavens. And ye waters that be above the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, that we are to give God the praise to. He is the all-wise God. Hallelujah. We can praise him. The Bible declares that we are to praise him for his mighty acts. Hallelujah. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
Come on,
you,
let's
Jesus.
Praise his great and terrible
Thank
name.
You,
Hallelujah. A lot of people don't know that God is
Thank
great
you,
and he's terrible. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a great God. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel. Oh, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Amen. Praise the Lord our God.
Amen.
Come on. We can bless the name of the Lord
tonight.
We can bless the name of the Lord. Go give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. Glory to God.
Thank you.
It's unto him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. You made the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. And the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. We can praise the God, our creator, Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we can trust him tonight. Oh, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord tonight. I feel good, good, and
Thank
mighty
you,
good
Jesus.
Tonight. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
will, amen, go into opening prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord
Thank
our God.
You,
and praise God
yes,
as we go
Lord.
Into opening
Thank
prayer.
You,
Mother,
Jesus.
You will come with the scripture reading tonight. And I
want
to try to grab a hold of Apostle tonight. Let me see if she's here. Amen. Let me see if he's available. Glory to God.
Right.
I need, amen, to pray for and pray with Apostle, if I can grab hold of her tonight. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bit of a, I got a text last night. Amen.
Amen.
Facebook
yes,
text, and I wanted to respond. I responded, but I wanted to grab hold of her. Amen. Praise the Lord our God.
Amen.
I can grab her on the podcast. Amen. One of the apostles that came to this broadcast. And I surely don't want to forget her labor. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, we must remember
yes,
those
Thank
that
you.
Labor among us. Amen. Praise
yes,
the Lord our God. We are going
Amen.
To send a prayer for her tonight. Praise the Lord our God. If I can just find her here. Amen. Praise God. Let me see if I can
Thank you.
Put that in there. Apostle.
Thank you. Holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can praise Him. We can praise Him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Just thank you for everything.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us this far. Yes,
I usually have her in.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
See her here.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I can't see. Find her. Amen.
Thank
Let me be here for a second.
Thank you.
I'll stop the broadcast for a moment so that I can find her. And I can give her a quick call. I might have her here in my book, but I don't want to take a chance stopping to look for her. And I'm going to try to find. I'm going to try to find her here.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to find Apostle Mallory.
Oh, okay.
Because I need to pray with her tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to find her her page. Amen. We're going to go into prayer for her anyway. But I do want to try. We're trying to see if I can find her. I know I got Anthony Mallory. Okay, I know that I did have her her post last night, and I was trying to get a hold of her. Oh, there it is. Okay, Gospel Outreach.
Thank you,
Ruby. Okay, I believe I found her. I can find a number for her. She's down in Mississippi, Ruby Mallory. And I want to find her because, amen, I got a text last night, and so I wanted to answer that. But I also wanted to give her a call directly and get her onto the broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. But there is no distance prayer. Amen. There's no distance in prayer. We can pray for her.
Yes, we can.
Praise the Lord our God. I don't know why I don't have her here in my, unless I reach out to Sister Bennett. Amen. Praise God. And she is always, always on my heart. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, we're going to go into opening prayer tonight. We're going to send up prayer for apostles. Tonight. Amen. I want everybody to come in agreement with me for Apostle Ruby Mallory tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Whatever it is, amen. The devil's got to take his hand off of her tonight, right now. Amen.
It's God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, O our Heavenly Father. Gracious and eternal Father, we come before you this hour, coming to thank you and praise you and worship your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Abba. We thank you, knowing who you are, knowing that you are sovereign God, knowing that you are almighty and all-powerful, hallelujah, knowing that you are Lord God omniscient, hallelujah, knowing, Lord God, that you care for your people everywhere, hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we first come and ask, Father God, as we come tonight, we bow before you, the Lord God, our maker, the one who has created the heavens and the earth. We ask for your forgiveness, forgiveness of our sins. Anything that we have done or said in your sight up until this very moment, Father, we ask for your grace and for your mercy. Oh, Lord God Almighty, we thank you and we receive your forgiveness now. There's plenteous redemption with you, Father. And so we come tonight, Father, asking you, Father God, that you would be with us. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you said there you would be in the midst. And so we thank you right now for being in our midst. God, we thank you for, as we come in prayer, humble as we know how, stretching our hands out to you. No other help we know tonight. Father, we come bringing to the top of the list our Apostle Ruby Mallory. We're asking you, Lord God, as we come in agreement, as any two touching and agreeing on anything on this earth, that it shall be done of the Father. And so as we come for another sister that labor with us on this broadcast, Father, we come after you to, first of all, forgive her of any sins, any transgressions, anything that she has ever done. Father, up until this moment, in your sight, we ask that you forgive her. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will touch her right now. Father, we're asking you, Lord God, to touch your daughter. Father, we're asking you, Lord God, that you would cover her with your precious blood. Oh, God, we come binding the enemy on every hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. It is in no other name that we come tonight. Father, oh God, she declared, she said it was sadness. And we don't know what it is, but we bind the spirit of depression and sadness and is overcoming her. We bind that spirit now. We rebuke the spirit of depression and sadness over Apostle Ruby Mallory's life. We bind that spirit, we rebuke that spirit, we send it back to the pits of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, if we say that you are bound there and you're never to return to her ever again, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you now, Father, that you would apply the blood of Jesus. We apply to Apostle Ruby Mallory from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. Father, we thank you for lifting depression off of her. We thank you for lifting sadness. Father, we don't know what the situation is, but Father, you give your children joy. Ah, God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Father, we ask that you would rejuvenate her tonight. We ask, Lord God, that you leave every burden, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would cover her and her family, cover her home. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come asking you, Lord God, to do the miraculous for her, Lord God. Oh, God, we speak life to her right now. We speak joy into her life. Oh, God, we speak the peace of God that passes all understanding, that would guard Apostle Mallory's heart and her mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that whoever's connected to her and associated with her, Father God, that you would deliver and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray for your provision for her. Father, we pray for financial provision for her. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would build her up where she's weak tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said your grace is sufficient for us. Oh, God, pour out more grace for her, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, honor, and glory for what you've already done in the realm of the Spirit, already nailed to the cross. God, we just thank you now for the finished work at the cross. We ask you, Lord God, to saturate Apostle Ruby Mallory with your anointing tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your name would have the praise, the glory, and the honor. And all of your apostles, Lord Jesus, in the earth realm, all of the apostles that you have chosen, you have sent, oh God, we ask you tonight to cover them with your precious blood. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, some need healing, some need deliverance. Some need your direction and some need clarity. Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you would provide those things for them, Father. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would take them through and see them through tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all the members of the fivefold ministry, all apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, Father, we pray special grace upon their lives tonight. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would provide for them, that you would give them, oh God, what is needed to carry out the assignment that you've given them in the earth realm. Father, we bless your name. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said you're giving us wealth, oh God, to establish establish your kingdom in the earth realm. Father, you've given us the power to get well. So, Father, give your children the power to get well, to establish your kingdom in the earth realm. Father, we just thank you now. We thank you that all things come of you, Father. We thank you that all gifts come from you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would heighten their gifts of discernment. Father God, that you would take them higher in you and deeper in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Father, I lift up my pastor before you tonight. I lift up our bishop before you, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our Bishop Joe Harmon and Pastor Deborah Harmon tonight, as we lift them up, Father, I ask that you cover them with your precious blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, Father, we pray, Lord God, tonight, oh, God, that you would bless them and fill them to overflowing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would provide for them every step of the way. Oh, God, and to give them what is needed in this hour. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would continue, oh, God, to do the work that you've called them to do. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would send the help that is needed. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, send the finances, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that they would carry out, oh, God, the mandate that you have given to them. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would send more, oh, God, into the ministry, Lord God, that would be able, oh, God, that would be sheep, Lord God, that they have been teachable, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. I pray for every minister, oh, God, in greater works. I ask, Lord God, that you would cover them with your precious blood. Take them through and see them through. Heighten their gift of discernment to Father. Oh, God, strengthen them in the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen their families, Lord. Cover their homes, Lord Jesus. Give them traveling mercies, Lord God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we lift up this broadcast before you as well, and we ask you, Lord God, oh, God, that you would put your seal of approval upon it once more. Oh, God, that you would strengthen this broadcast. Oh, God, that you would strengthen me, oh, God, to carry on and to carry through night after night. Father, I thank you for the anointing that destroys the yokes. As you, Lord God, that you would ikondoroboshata. Yes, Lord God, that you would take your people, oh, God, in a place, oh, God, that's higher in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So that need the Holy Ghost, oh, God, I pray that you would fill them with the gift of the precious Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. God, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we ask in you, Lord God, yes, Lord God, that you would move in a marvelous way for them, Father. Cover their families, Lord God. As they bless this ministry, Father, I ask that you would bless them, oh God, spiritually, financially. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you would give them traveling mercy, that you would send the angels, oh God, and encamp about them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Father God, we just thank you tonight, and we ask you, Lord God, to cover the president, the vice president, God, those in Congress, those in the Senate, those in the Supreme Court, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that those seats will be filled to people, Lord God, that can do the job, Lord God, and that would them in this hour. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being concerned about the affairs of men. We thank you, Lord God, for perfecting those things which concerns us, which concerns this nation. Father, we just thank you now. We thank you, Lord God, and pray for Israel tonight. Lift them up before you tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord God, as you said, that we are commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they that love thee shall prosper within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that it is only you to oversee your plan and your purpose. Israel, Father, we thank you now. We thank you, God, that you will not keep silent. We thank you, Lord God, that you will stand up for Israel. You will show forth your power, oh God, as in the days of old. Father, we thank you now. Oh God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We pray that many in Israel would come to know you, Yeshua, in the pardon of their sins. Father, we pray, Lord God, that many, oh God, in Iran and Iraq, God, yes, Lord God, that you would save many before it's too late, oh God. Oh God, it's a price to pay. We're rejecting you, God. And so I pray tonight that no one in Iran and Iraq continue to reject you anymore. Oh God, for their souls, oh God. Yes, Lord God, that their souls will be saved, oh God, from a burning hell. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, we pray for those nations around, oh God, the Mediterranean area, and oh God, those around Jordan, oh God, and the leaders in those areas, Father God. I pray for the leaders even in Africa, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would give them, oh God, a new heart, a new spirit, oh God, that you would remove their hearts of stone and give them a heart of flesh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that they don't worship idols and they would worship you, the Lord God, the only one true and living God. God, we thank you tonight. Pray, Lord God, that
thank you, Jesus.
Many in Africa will come to you as well, Father. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for children in Africa tonight, especially in Rwanda and those places, Lord God, where there's so much famine. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will provide for them in a desert place. God, we pray, Lord God, that you will provide not only food, but you will provide the gospel, oh God, that you give an open door for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be preached. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we pray even in Israel that the gospel would be preached in Israel. God, give open doors, Father God, and oh God, for the gospel to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you tonight. We pray, Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of you. Help us, oh God, even here on Blog Talk Radio, Father, that you would provide for us, oh God, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of your word. Father God, we just thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We say thank you tonight. We thank you, Father, for taking us through all the week long. We thank you, Lord, for taking us through all the year long. We thank you, Lord, for taking us through years long. We just thank you, Father, and years to come. God, we just bless your name. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing this broadcast over and over again. Thank you for showing up and showing out like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you on this broadcast. God, we thank you for navigating the way of those that are standing in the need of prayer and deliverance. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for those that, oh God, you're navigating the way that's standing in the need of healing, Father. We thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. I feel the fire of God already. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is no distance in prayer. Hallelujah. I'll be looking forward, amen, to hearing from Apostle Ruby Mallory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will try to reach him when I get off this broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. I pray for even Pastor Beverly Huff tonight. I pray for Pastor Bolton tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Pray that God will favor him and bless him and give him traveling mercies back home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I pray for those in Mississippi tonight. Amen. In the outreach ministry, in Apostle Ruby Mallory's ministry, I pray for those. I pray for Apostle David J. Short and Lady Rhianda Short and their ministry. Father God, I thank you. Ask you, Lord God, to take them through, see them through, bless them, favor them, God. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for blessing Apostle Short. Amen, and for taking him in higher heights and deeper depths in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for more open doors for him, Father. I give you glory, honor, and praise, hallelujah, for supplying his every need according to your riches and glory. Father, we just thank you now. We give you honor, and we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen and amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Go right ahead.
Thank
you. And do the scripture reading. Praise the Lord our God. Brother Mark?
The scripture read?
Go ahead. I was going to say, Brother Mark, don't forget to do the closing, the invitation to Christ tonight. And I don't know why I feel that you have something you want to share tonight. Are you there? Are you there? Brother Mark. Okay, Mother, you have to go ahead with the scripture reading, and I'll wait until he gets back.
All right. Yes. The scripture reading tonight will be coming from Psalms 24, the King of Glory. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has found it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vain, nor sworn deceitful. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. I have read Psalms, the entire, from the 1 to the 10th verse of Psalms 24, the King of Glory. Amen.
Amen. Yes, praise the Lord, our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
God for the word tonight coming from Psalm 24, the 24th
yes.
Psalm. Amen. The
yes.
King of Glory. The word of the Lord is
yes.
already blessed. We thank you, Mother Eula, all the way from North Carolina. And
yes.
thank you for being so faithful with the podcast every night, reading
yes,
the scriptures.
Lord.
And
mm-hmm.
special blessing upon your life and your children's lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Your children are going to experience favor, Mother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your children are about
thank
to
you,
experience
Jesus.
Favor. Favor with men.
Thank
favors
you, Lord.
Here, favors.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, your children's
thank you,
lives
Jesus.
Today. And
thank you, Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Tonight, I want to talk a bit more about, I want to move right over from favor, amen, to
mm-hmm.
grace.
Thank you, Jesus. Grace. What chapter is this?
All need grace. And,
yes.
Coming from Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, and several other scriptures we're going to comb through tonight. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Another teaching night. Praise God. I don't feel preaching, I feel teaching. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the name of God.
Amen.
Allow me to switch off at different times. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Allow those gifts work, those gifts that He has given me to work and to flow.
Yes.
I pray that it flows mm-hmm. fully. Still growing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I have not arrived growing in Christ. Daily.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I bless God. Oh, surely I give God praise tonight. Thank and praise Him for His word. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I thank Him tonight
yes,
because of who He is. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's Yahweh God. Yeah, He's Elohim,
yes, he is.
The Creator of God. Yeah, he's
yes.
Adonai, the Lord and Master. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yahweh Rapha, He is our healer. Glory to God. He's Yahweh.
Yes,
He
is.
The Lord is.
Thank
our
you, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
He's Yahweh Jireh. He is our provider. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Yahweh Tiskanu. Hallelujah. He is the Lord
yes.
of righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God. We thank Him tonight. Glory to God for who He is.
Yes,
His
Lord.
His name Yeshua. Christ. Amen. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now tonight we're going to talk about grace. What is grace? Is Brother Mark back yet? He's still on. and he's still on delivery. Okay.
He's here now.
All right. What is grace? The word grace in the New Testament, it comes from the Greek word charis or charis, which means favor, blessing, kindness. It means favor, blessing, or kindness, undeserved kindness. We can all extend grace to others, can't we? Shouldn't we? Shall we? We must. Amen. Because when we think about what God has done for us, amen, praise the Lord our God, we have to extend what was extended to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, but the grace of God has a much more powerful meaning. The grace of God is His choosing to bless and favor us rather than to curse us or for the sins that we do. Amen. For the sins that we deserve. Amen. We don't deserve His favor and blessings. Amen. But He gives it to us because He chooses to. Amen. That is called benevolence. This is benevolence, is undeserving, unmerited favor. Glory to God. Last night we talked about gaining favor, accessing favor, the favor of God, and what things we needed to do in order to access favor from God. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Grace began in the garden. It began in the Garden of Eden. When God killed an animal to cover the sin of Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis, where I'm going to read to you Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21, it says, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them." He made coats of skins, of animal skins, and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "Behold," in other words, look, "the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken." Man came from the ground. Amen. That's why it is said, from dust to dust and ashes to ashes. You see? There's a reason for that. But the grace of God culminates in the New Testament with the coming of Jesus. For, amen, in the book of John chapter 1. Let me go there quickly. Amen. Praise the Lord. John 1. Amen. Praise God. John 1 and 17. It says here, "For the law," get my marker here, amen. "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. When you go to the very same book of John, amen, praise the Lord our God, it tells you that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And this verse here, chapter 14 of the same chapter, it tells us, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of" what? "Grace and truth." The law of Moses itself was perfect in itself. It was perfect for that time. But the law was judgment and condemnation However, that is what prepared the way for grace and truth to come. Mm-hmm. It came, the law of Moses came from the justice and holiness of God. I was intended to convict men of sin. However, it prepared the way for the way of grace to come, to be shown through the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is what we were just reading. And the law condemns, but grace, the grace of God, saves. It says in Ephesians book, the second chapter, Ephesians 2. Ephesians, the second chapter. Amen. Ephesians 2 and 8 declares, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." In 9 it says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Amen? Not of works, lest any man should boast. We can't boast. Amen. In grace. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. And grace, as you know, means favor, blessings, kindness, and I like to say unmerited favor. Mm-hmm. You know, that you don't get what you deserve. Yeah, you sinned, but you didn't get what you deserve. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God shows us both mercy and grace, but they're not the same. Mercy withholds a punishment that we deserve. But grace gives an undeserved blessing. God's mercy relieves us of the judgment we deserve, but God's grace bestows on us the many blessings we inherit when we come to Christ. And when we come to Christ, we get forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 8, chapter 8 and 12 says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." That's where we get that from when we're doing the invitation to Christ. And we say to people that, you know, even though you have sinned, God forgives you. He washes and he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. He remembers your sins no more. Once he has forgiven you, you've come to him, you accept him as your Lord, you accept him as the Savior. He forgives you and he remembers your sin no more. That's where we got that from. Hebrews 8 and 12. It says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I remember their sin no more." Their sins no more. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. And the Bible also declares that in Ephesians chapter 1 and 7, it says, "In him we have redemption." This is why when you hear me pray, I say, "Lord, with you, in you, we have plenteous redemption, much redemption through the blood of Jesus." And it says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." Amen. It's according to the riches of his grace. We have reconciliation. Found in the book of Colossians 1, "For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell." For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. In him who? In Jesus, in the Son. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So God got into his Son. He lived in his Son in order for his Son to take on his attributes as well. So and through him, in verse 20 of Colossians chapter 1 and 20 says, "And through him to reconcile to himself all things." He reconciled to himself all things, whether on earth or whether in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Making peace by the blood of his cross. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. And we have what's called the abundant life. John chapter 10, And verse 10 says, to the thief, everybody knows that. The thief comes to do what? Only to steal and kill and destroy. He said, but I came that you may have life and have it what? More of what? Have it abundantly.
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 That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the devil comes to steal, kill, to destroy. But Jesus
That's
comes
right.
to give you life and more abundantly, mm-hmm. abundant life.
Yeah.
In him, we have that eternal treasure. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 33, it states, sell your possession and give to the needy. Provide yourselves the money bags with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Let's go here now to the King James Version. Amen. King James Version tells us in Luke chapter 12 and verse 33. I'm going to read the other scripture. It's the same scripture, but I like to read from this version. And it says here, sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupt. You know, it's to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. See that it is laid up, treasures for himself, and is not rich toward God. You see, he said, but God said, thou fool, because you see, the rich young ruler, remember, God told him, you know, go sell all that you have and come follow me. But he didn't want to do that. He did not want to do that. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, mm-hmm. drink, and be merry. See, that's the problem with man. But God said unto him, he said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then mm-hmm. whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? See, a lot of people, they lay up their treasures, amen, here on earth, rather than laying up treasures in heaven, where moth nor dust doth corrupt. A lot of people leave things for their family members when they're gone. And then all they do is fight over the stuff, because it's just stuff. You can't take it with you, no how. You've never seen a U-Haul pulling stuff behind a casket or a coffin or a hearse.
Hearse.
I've never seen none of them. You can't take anything with you. So, see, when we talked about favor and accessing the favor of God last night, it admonished us to have mercy, to have compassion, to be a blessing to others, to consider the poor. When you see one in need,
Amen.
Don't shut up your bowels of compassion. You say, how did the love of God dwell in you if you shut up your bowels of compassion? That's not love. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord our God.
Amen.
And so, by his Holy Spirit, amen, his Holy Spirit, we find here Luke 11 and 13. Luke 11 and 13 says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So it's a matter of what? Asking. Ask God. He said, for everyone that asketh, receive it. That's in the same book of Luke, chapter 11 and verse 11. It says, glory to God, for in verse 10. Let's go to 9. 9 says here, 11 and 9 of Luke, it says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. It shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. In verse 10, here's the key. It says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And he comes back in 13, and he says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, we're talking about the Holy Spirit now, unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So do you have to do anything, flip the benches, swing around, turn around 10 times in order to receive the Holy Spirit? No, it is a matter of asking. Glory to God. It is a matter of asking. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Amen? The Holy Spirit is a promise. It was a promise to when the disciples went up into the upper room. It was a promise. Go there, you will receive the promise. That promise was the Spirit of the living God dwelling on the inside of you. So you ask God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Now I say to people, ask him to baptize you in the Holy Spirit with fire. The same fire that John spoke of. He said, he, that the one that's coming after me, I'm not even worthy to loose his shoes. I'm not even worthy of doing that. But he will baptize. He said, I baptize you with water for the remission of your sins. He said, but he that cometh after me will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and with fire. What is that fire? That dunamis power that fires you up so that you are able to do the extraordinary things for God. You need the fire of the Holy Ghost. That same fire that Moses saw, the burning bush when he was in Midian. And he walked away and he was around there with Jethro, his father-in-law, and so on. And he saw this sight. He said, let me go aside so I can see this sight. What sight was he talking about? The bush that burned that never went out. Glory to God. We are the same fire that burns us now, called the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is powerful. Glory to God. It's like having God here with you on earth in your body. He said, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Amen. And so a place in heaven with him, when you receive the Holy Spirit, amen, praise the Lord, oh God, it the Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is the person of God.
Yes.
It is he that is and was and is to come. He said, for God so loved the world, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Another translation said his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved. Might be saved. Amen. The grace of God, I want you to know tonight, is a gift. It is a gift.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
A gift of indescribable glory.
Yes.
For whichever believer shall be eternally grateful without it. The writer here tells us that it's an indescribable gift.
Yes.
It's beyond our comprehension. when Mary were impregnated, she was impregnated by the Holy Ghost, overshadowed Mary. You see, she did not have relations with Joseph. It was an immaculate conception. That is something that people cannot explain till today. But they have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with what the Bible says. I don't have a problem with what the Holy Scripture says.
God can do anything he wants.
That's right. Yes, he can.
Yes, sir.
And yes, he will.
He always will.
He always will continue to be God. So the grace of God is a gift indescribable. Glory for which every believer should be eternally grateful. But we take the Holy Spirit and we do all manner of things and say all manner of things and amen, praise the Lord our God. But they've always told us that the Holy Ghost will not enter or does not come into an unclean vessel. They used to tell us those things. They said, well, you can't receive the Holy Ghost if you haven't accepted him. Your heart is not prepared for him. You're not right. The Holy Ghost can't come in on dirt. No. He's not going to come in on your foolishness and your foolish thinking and your heart. Because your heart has to be prepared to receive. So I've always prayed that God will massage the hearts of the listeners to hear and to receive. Massage their ears to receive. Massage their hearts. Anoint down their understanding to be enlightened by the Word of God. Think of preaching the Word and it falls on deaf ears. Nobody hears, nobody understands. But when it touches a heart that is prepared to receive, here it is. The grace of God is what it is. It's a gift. Indescribable glory. Hallelujah. Moses could not even describe to you what he saw. That's why he said that the bush, it just never went out. The fire never went out. We must not allow our fire to go out. Sometimes your fire can be dimmed. Don't let the fire go out. Amen. It takes a flicker of flame to ignite that fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, what they say is known as the weeping prophet. That's what theologians say. We don't know that. We weren't there. But he was a prophet that sometimes got a little upset with God, and he would say things like, I don't want to talk about you anymore. I don't want to even mention you anymore, God. You did the people laughing at me and they're not hearing me. They're mocking me. They just, I don't want to do this. But then, in the same breath, Jeremiah turns around and said, but you know what? It's just like fire shut up in my bones. I can't help it. Glory to God. The fire of the Holy Ghost will do. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you think that you're just about, I can't take no more. I can't go no more. I can't give no more. I can't say no more. Hey, come. That fire of the Holy Ghost that ignites and sets people ablaze for the glory of God. Hallelujah. The grace of God is a gift of indescribable glory for which every believer should be eternally grateful. Without it, we'll be lost forever. But by it, we receive blessings and honor and joy. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, our God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That concludes the lesson tonight. Now, I wanted to share that with you because I wanted to bring that on the heels of the message, how to access God's favor tonight. But that was powerful. Amen. And I began to practice it. Amen. And I received favor on yesterday. Amen. I received so much favor. I tell you, I see the hand of God move mightily. Amen. Praise the Lord our God to the point where I couldn't even sleep. I can see my heart. I don't know what it is, but I can't even sleep. I'm so overjoyed.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you see God move on your behalf, woo, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I said, now I know how Pastor Martin used to feel. And you would say to him, but Pastor Martin, you ain't getting no rest. He said, no, I'll be fine. I said, well, you need people to pray for you. Yeah, that's fine. He said, but God rejuvenates me. He said, that's the thing. People don't understand. God will rejuvenate you. It is. Use wisdom and get some rest.
Yes.
But God always rejuvenates us. Amen. Praise the Lord our
Amen.
God.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit will rejuvenate you. He will come in and woo, just when you think you can't say another word, just when you think you can't go no more, just when you think the preaching is over, oh, glory to God. Here comes the fire of the Holy Ghost that will just set you ablaze, that will just catapult you. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. And I tell people, you know, it's kind of like when you watch a rocket go up into space. As you look on your television, you can see fire under that rocket, and you can see the fuel, that is excess fuel that is being burnt off. And that's what happens to us. Excess sin, excess baggage, excess of everything and anything that is not like God is being burnt off of you. Now, that fire, it sends that, it causes that rocket, amen, praise the Lord our God, to go at an excessive speed, an excessive rate, that it starts to orbit, amen, praise the Lord our God, and you can see it going up and away until you see it no more. Glory to God. But you can see the fire that burns off the excess off of that rocket. And that is what comes down, goes into the ocean. Praise God. And you don't see that no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because now you don't need it to land. You don't need it to land, but you need it to take off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I know that when I know that, I know that I know when the Holy Ghost is preaching through me. I know when the Holy Ghost is speaking through me. I know when it's not Joan.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Because that fire, hallelujah, glory to God, will fire me up. The Holy Ghost will fire me up. Glory to God. And now I have no place to go. All I could do is let him have his way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. And I'm like sailing through this thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm wondering, oh, my God, how did I bring that message? I don't even know. No, it wasn't you. Wasn't you, John? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was the Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit can do. Oh, he does so much more than that. It's just a little smidgen of what he would do and can do through a vessel. Hallelujah. Can you imagine an obedient and a willing and a clean vessel, what he does through them? I get what nobody say. God will use. He'll always use. He's always looking for a vessel he can use. But he also cleans that vessel. That's what they used to call, you got to clean the cup. Clean the plate. Amen. You won't give nobody a dirty plate to eat in. And you won't give them a dirty cup to drink some coffee or some tea out of. You got to make sure the cup's clean. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's important to fast. Amen. Praise the Lord, our God, especially bringing the Word of God. Word of God is so powerful by itself.
Yep.
Amen. Praise
yep.
the Lord, our God. And when it comes through a right vessel, when it comes through that vessel, it's got to manifest. There's no way in the world that the message of the Word of God comes and it doesn't manifest. Because the Word of God by itself is power. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Yes, it
it's
is.
It's got to manifest. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Got to show some kind of sign. Amen. Praise the Lord our
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Now, I was teaching. I wasn't preaching. But see how that, you see how
mm-hmm.
that works. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. That they fired me
yep.
up. The grace
yep.
of God. It's a gift of indescribable glory for which
yeah.
every believer should be eternally grateful, because without it, we would be lost forever.
Amen.
Be lost. Without His Spirit, you're lost. I always say a person without the Holy Ghost is dangerous. They're dangerous to themselves and they're dangerous to others. Now you got a Holy Ghost, Spirit, Holy Spirit going around these days. Yeah, some of them is counterfeit. When you think they got the Holy Ghost, they ain't got no Holy Ghost. When you think they're speaking in tongues, they ain't speaking in no tongues. Devil speaking tongues too. Glory to God. We better know what's real from what ain't these days. Hallelujah. I went somewhere to rent a place and the guy told me, well, you know, don't worry about it because I'm Christian and this is what I do, and I speak in tongues. You want to hear me? Well, from the moment he said you want to hear me, I knew he was a counterfeit. There ain't nobody who got tongues need to tell somebody you want to hear me speak. I don't need to hear you speak.
Wow.
You edifying yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord our God.
That's right.
If you go edify the congregation, give me 5 words in English that Paul said.
That's right.
But I don't understand all of this. What is that? Who understands? Who understands that? Especially a person that's not saved. Some people got the thing mixed up. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we bless the name of the Lord, we thank God for God the Father. We honor Him here on this broadcast. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He's God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
God and His Son. That's right. The Bible
yep.
said that His Son grew in stature. He had to grow. He couldn't stay a boy all the time.
Nope.
God is not a boy. He's
mm-hmm.
not flesh and blood.
That's right.
But Jesus
mm-hmm.
had to take on flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
In order to operate here in the earth realm, so He can teach His disciples, so He can show them the way. He came from heaven to earth to show us the way.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The earth to the cross. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I lift Your name on high. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If I be lifted up from the earth, He said, I would draw all men unto Me. But He must be lifted up, not us.
Amen.
Amen. Too many people lift up themselves rather than lifting up the name of Jesus. And they lift up mama name, daddy name, grandmama name, rather than lifting up the name of Jesus. I want to hear what your grandmother, grandmama, daddy used to do. What they did, they done did. Half of them were in ignorance anyway. Some of the things were because, well, God knew that they didn't know better. He winked at ignorance, but He's not winking at ignorance anymore. And my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. So grace, the gift of God, unmerited favor of God, what you don't deserve, you get. It is the grace of God. When Jesus came, he came, the grace and truth came through the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the grace is a gift of an indescribable glory that every believer should want to possess. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. God bless you tonight. And I thank and praise God for your steadfastness in coming to this broadcast. And amen. Praise the Lord our God. And just totally enjoying. Mother Bessie, I see you. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. And y'all do not forget to continue to pray for Apostle Ruby Mallory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
One of the sweetest apostles I know, very sweet, humble woman of God. Amen.
All right.
If you call her an hour before, 2 hours before to ask her to come on this radio broadcast, she will come and she will bring a message or whatever she needs to do for you, she will. And so I want to extend that to her by praying and asking you all and in agreement with me to pray for her. And I will touch base with her. I will get in contact with her by tonight. Amen. How she worked. And also, I wanted to invite her to the broadcast because she was on my mind. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Mark, you're going to do the... invite the people to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then I wanted to know, I don't know why I felt that you had something to share tonight.
Okay, that's fine. I'll share. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've been.
All right, go ahead.
Anybody out there that don't know, well, let me back up because she was talking about sharing. I was just praying, I guess to say, nothing but God. But I keep going back to us coming together in unity and truly loving one another and coming together. I'm steadily crying out all the time for us to do that. And I'm praying that God will bring us together and that we will continue to read the word. We must. Me and Mama Bessie was talking about it earlier tonight. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to share with you, God is using the young people because us older people are not doing what we're supposed to do. And that's what I want to share tonight. Because Mama Bessie shared with me a story that was in the newspaper out of Raleigh. I think it was out of Raleigh. But she was sharing me a story that they gave the child. And the child was only 8 years old. This time it's an 8-year little boy. They asked him wanted him to write who was God in a book report. They wanted him to explain who was God. And I was surprised that just the school asked him about this. So he wrote a book report about who God is. And he went on and explained that God was the one that created everything. From the beginning, and he created mankind, and he wanted a people, and he wanted people to love him, and all of that. And then he went on and brought that thing on down about Jesus, and that Jesus, what he did, and coming to help us to be what he wanted, and what God wanted us to be. And I mean, man, that thing blessed my soul. So just need to get into the Word of God, y'all. Everybody out there that's listening to me out there in Radio Land, please, we must at least read our Bibles. We must, because there's so much stuff out here. As my friend down at the church, when I go down to the Carolina, the southern part of the Carolina, he always asked me to come up to the pulpit and said, "What do you got to share with the children?" And the last time I was there, I was sharing with them. Tell them, read the Word of God, please. It's a lot of junk out here that'll trip you up if you're not reading the Word of God. Know for yourself. You must know the Word for yourself. And must be must be taught the Word of God. But those pastors that's out there that's listening, please, you need to teach the true Word of God and true doctrine of the Bible. We must do this. Teachers, we must do this. Teach them the Word of God, because there's so much junk out there that people are getting tripped up and don't know. Just like Apostle Messiah just said, we are failing because of lack of knowledge. We got to get the true knowledge. And at least if we read the Word ourselves, the Holy Spirit will bring it. The Scripture says the Holy Spirit will bring it back into our remembrance. He has promised that. And if you ask him, if it's something you don't read, a lot of people tell me, oh, I don't understand the Bible. That's why I don't read. I don't understand. I don't do this. And so I've learned. No, ask the Holy Spirit. Before you start reading, pray and say, God, I'm asking you to give me an understanding of what I'm going to read. And as I'm reading the Scripture, I'm asking you to, Lord, enlighten my heart and mind so that I can understand what I'm reading. I'm here to tell you, he will do that. He will do that. So many times, God has literally done that to me. Like I shared with y'all, I'll make it quick. That I shared with y'all about, I understood about the story about the Hebrew boys and them being delivered from the fire. I thought I fully understood that completely. Because here goes what I thought. I thought originally that they was transfigured, but wrong. As I'm reading it, and I think it's the third chapter, Daniel, the third chapter, he said, God is going to be the prophet saying that that when it says that their hair was a sin or their clothes had the smell of smoke. And I'm like, wait a minute. And like, Reverend Johnson had me to read that night, read that whole chapter aloud for the congregation, for our church. And I said, wait a minute, Josh. It's like the light bulb, like the plate was glowing. And I said, wait a minute, does this mean literally like I'm standing here? Reverend Cooper, he said, Mark, you got it now. Yes, that's what he knew what I was thinking. He said, Mark, no, you got it now. Now you got it right. I'm like, whoa, wow. Man, it was so revealing. And God has done that so many times, y'all. He has done that so many times. So I'm here to Thomas tell you that he promised he will bring the Word. He will enlighten your mind as you read the Word if you ask him. And it says also in Proverbs, Amen. To ask for wisdom. And it goes and talks about how valuable wisdom is. It is extremely valuable. And the true wisdom comes from God. How to use knowledge.
Yeah.
The knowledge of God gives. So we got to have that. So we must pray and seek God and to do these things.
Yes.
I just thank and praise God tonight. Just gonna give you the definition of what salvation is. If anybody out there that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, it's not hard. Let's go to Romans chapter 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's what it is. It's you crying out to God. And here goes my definition that God gave me to work with the young people. It's God and you, you and God, a personal relationship between you and God, spiritual deliverance from the power and penalty of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. Again, God and you. You and God, a personal relationship between you and God, spiritual deliverance from the power and penalty of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. Dearest Heavenly Father, I just come thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, for this broadcast tonight, God. I thank you and praise you, Lord, for being such a good God, Lord. I just ask you, Lord, to continue to help us to come together in unity, God. I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for Providence Messiah to willing to keep doing this, God, and thank you for just encouraging her, Lord, and strengthening her and giving her the joy to keep on going, God. We all need that every once in a while, God, because we can get tired and weary sometimes. But I just thank and praise you, Lord, for God, you're doing that, God, and then for the people that's out there that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, God. I'm crying out asking you, Lord, to touch their hearts and minds, Lord, that they'll get by themselves and be like I was when I was 16 years old. And I said, God, if this is real, show me. And I'm telling you, I'm here to testify and say, ever since I prayed that, every once in a while, God, show me something new and show me his power. Because I know different things that he has helped me with in my life that I knew I couldn't do it by myself. I know without a shadow of a doubt it was God. I'm just asking you, Lord, to touch the girl, boys, men, and women out here, Lord. Touch them and help them to realize they need you, God. Help them to cry to you, Lord. Help us to get stronger. And those of it already know you, they crowd to you more so we can get to know you stronger, God. And like Providence Messiah, we ask him for the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God. Ask him for our president, Lord, our vice president, Mike Pence, Lord, our former president, Barack Obama, Lord. I'm praying for his salvation, God, Barack Obama, Lord. But I thank you and praise you, Lord, for working with Donald Trump, because I'm seeing little things online on different TV shows that's on the TV, because they don't want to really air this live on television, Lord. But you're changing that man's life. And I thank you for what I'm seeing, God. I say hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's really sincerely, I believe, gradually beginning to cry out to you, God, and realize that this thing is not easy. I can't do it by myself, God. And I thank you for allowing me to see that, God. I thank you, God. So I'm just asking you, Lord, to help all of those that don't know you, Lord, to get to want to know you, Lord. We crying out to you, Lord, for these lost souls out here, Lord. And for those that's out here already know you, for them to be strong and be willing to be taught. Be willing to be taught, because we'll never know everything. I learned that a long time ago, because it says in Revelation, I think it's in the 21st chapter, says we're going to be learning through eternity. So that lets us know we're not going to know it all here. We're going to be continue to learn even after we get on the other side. So I'm just crying out, ask you, Lord, to continue to help us to do that, God. Help us to continue to be willing to be taught, Lord. Take the classes or whatever and study your word, Lord, so that we can get to know you stronger, God. And help us to put aside those things that's not right in our lives, Lord, and cry to ask God to help us with these things, God. So I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for this Block Talk Radio tonight, for this fellowship tonight, God. Just continue to be with Providence Messiah, Lord. Thank you for encouraging. God, you don't encourage both of us, God. Because just like I said last night, good God Almighty, I thank you, God. I done heard the message four different times. She said, her minister, the minister preached it down there. Then I heard it in Baton Rouge, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from my media church, Jimmy Swagger. I heard it from my pastor in, back here in Manassas, Virginia. Lord have mercy. And I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're teaching me, God. Heard it on the radio, God, with Tony Evans, God, and Autotel Attack, God. I thank you. That's four different places. That's confirmation, God. So I thank you for that, God. Thank you for the encouragement for both of us, God, to keep on driving and keep on going for you, God. We're going to keep on doing that, God. I'm going to keep on sharing the word, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So I just ask you, Lord, to continue to be with us and continue to give us the strength we stand in need of, Lord. And continue to bless Providence Messiah and give her what she stands in need of, Lord. Continue to bless our church, Lord. Bless my church, Mount Olive Baptist Church, God. Continue to bless our churches, all the churches that's represented on this line, God. Help them to get to know, get strong in you, God. Because we got to be, if we get strong in you, Lord, we come together in unity. If we come together in unity, come on this line right now, God. My deacon master, he says it all the time. He said if we really truly come together the way we're supposed to be, man, just think about it, Florida. Virginia, Lord have mercy, Baton Rouge, Texas, if you just them four states, and if they came together in unity in God, we could flip this country upside down. If God could use 12 disciples to do it, we can do it.
Do it for God. Yes, we can.
If we do it and get right with God, then the Holy Spirit, like Providence Messiah, the fire of God will come through like, oh my Lord have mercy.
Yes, it
I is. Keep saying it all the time. Me and Dickie John used to say it all the time. And if we come together in unity, I believe fire would come down from heaven, God. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe it or believe that you're going to do that, Lord. So just help us to come together in unity and love, Lord. And follow
us ready for it.
So help us, God. I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for being such a good God in our lives, Lord. And thank you for strengthening us and keeping us, God. So I just ask you, Lord, to help us to continue to get stronger in you, God. And I thank you for what you're doing with me, Lord, because I keep on saying, God, I keep feeling it. I always say, it's like, God, you're doing something to me, man. Lord, have mercy. And I thank you, God. I thank you and praise you, Lord, like I said, for the encouragement that you have done to hold me in Providence, Messiah, God. I thank you for that, God. And for all of our ministers is being encouraged, because my pastor's been encouraged too, God. So I just thank you and praise you, Lord. Just continue to put our pastors, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord, and help them to put away the differences and come together, God. I just can't get that out of my mind because I keep wondering about that. Why is it ministers don't talk to each other from different churches? I mean, right there in the same community, God. And I think it's the strangest thing I've ever seen. It bothers me, God, because we should be coming together in unity, God.
Yeah.
And if we come together in unity like the scripture says, Lord have mercy, and one on one amount and one accord, oh my Lord, every time I've seen it, the power of God falls down. And I've seen it several times when the people of God, some of them was adults, but most of them was always young people, God. When they truly came together, unity, you could literally see God's Shekinah glory in the room. Lord,
hallelujah.
I've seen God's Shekinah glory three times, God. Three times. And I've seen it, God. And I want to see it again, God. I want to see it again, God. I know Providence Messiah, I want to see it down there in Florida in her church, God. Set that little church on fire, God. And help them to come together and really, truly come together and love, God. Man, they need explosion down there in Florida, Lord. Because all the stuff I read about and hear about down there in Florida, Lord. All the shooting and carrying on. And I was reading about stuff today, Lord. We need you, God. Because all the stuff that's going on in the news, there's been three mass shootings today, just today alone. One in the newspaper plant. Then another one at a school. And I forget what the other one is up in Massachusetts, God. I just ask you, Lord, to help us, God, so that we can be a shining light in this world, Lord. So I just thank and praise you, Lord. Thank you for this fellowship tonight, Lord. And we just praise your holy name for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. Help us to continue to reach out to the lost, Lord. And continue to fulfill the great commission that you have commanded us to do, Lord. Teaching them and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise you, Lord. So just help us to do the things, God. I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for Providence Messiah, Lord. Bless this Block Talk Radio, Lord. Bless the equipment, Lord. And bless her with the equipment that she needs, Lord, so she can continue to do this. And the means that she needs to do it, God. And the finances. And we're gonna try to do our part, God. And we just thank and praise you, Lord. Just ask you, Lord, to continue to be with us and keep us, God. And I just thank you, praise you, and ask these things in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. I ask these things in Jesus' name. And I say, hallelujah, Lord. If I can feel your fire, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your holy name.
Oh, glory.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Glory to God.
Answer prayer, oh Holy God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I agree, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I love his heart.
Yes, sir.
Fill him with your precious
heart. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We bless the name of the Lord tonight. It is 11:19. We got done early tonight, praise God. And tomorrow night, get ready because I'm going to share some things with you. And then I'm going to go into the Word of God as well. We're going to talk about what it means, this new thing that have been, this thing really have been prophesied throughout the book of Revelation. John wrote some specific things that, amen, God wants us to be aware of. And I got a text, but I got something that was flying around, I guess, on Facebook or in Messenger, and they sent a video of it. So I'm going to be sharing that tomorrow night and what it means, amen, and what is happening today and what Daniel and John, the Revelator, revealed through the revealed book of Christ, amen, the book of Revelation.
All right.
And to explain to you all what is going on, because, you know, it my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So if you're not taught, if you don't know, then you don't know what to do. Then you can say, well, my pastor never told me, or Prophetess Messiah, she said she was a prophetess and she was on the radio, but she never addressed those things. Well, I don't do that, because when I first started out, amen, that's what this program really was geared to. However, it got in another direction, and, well, God continues to bless the program. Doesn't always have to be every night, amen, but it can be at least on Shabbat Eve, what they term as Shabbat Eve. The Jews call it Shabbat Eve because it's the day before the Sabbath, the evening before the Sabbath, and they call it Shabbat Eve because the next day, the Sabbath day, they're in the synagogue. They still do that, amen, and God didn't tell them not to anymore, amen. So they can do that. We can have a Sabbath day any day. We can have a Sabbath day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday. That wouldn't matter. When Jesus came, grace and truth came. Certain things we didn't have to observe that they still have to observe. So we cannot knock them for that. We won't knock them. However, I still try to bring some teaching concerning the prophetic. And the prophetic, not as people know it as, but the prophecies of the Bible and the end time situations. We are living in end times. We are living in those times. So we ought to know how we ought to live and what time it is in this season.
Yep.
Amen. So I'm going to be sharing tomorrow night, because that really touched me. And to me, it's important that people are aware and well aware, and they won't ever have to say, Prophetess Messiah never said anything concerning those things. And she said she's a prophet. She said she's been licensed and released into that office. What is she doing? What is my duty? Amen. As a prophet. The prophet's job, main function, is to turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. But when you see error, you are to confront. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. You are to challenge the status quo. You are to speak truth to power. You are to enlighten and bring illumination. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Bring correction and those things to the body of Christ. So tomorrow night, I want to ask God to grace me to bring that tomorrow night, to bring awareness to the issue. Amen. We must not be walking around blind, deaf, and dumb. If you are blind and the one that's leading you is blind, then you will both fall in a ditch. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. God bless
Amen.
You tonight. And by God's grace, we will be back tomorrow night. And please invite a friend, tell a friend, tell a family member. This is very important. Invite someone tomorrow night. Have them come on in and listen and share and learn what is going on, and remind them that Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We must get the knowledge. Amen. Knowledge of the Word of God. Knowledge of this God that we serve. Knowledge of the Creator who created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Well, Mother Eula, I don't know if there's anything else that you needed to share, anything that you wanted to say, or Mother Bessie, anything that you might want to share tonight?
No, I'm just enjoying it and being fed myself. And you're giving me more ammunition to go out and share with other people. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
I enjoyed.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mother Eula.
I enjoyed the teaching tonight, and it was good, and the anointing was flowing through as you was teaching. And I'm just like Mother Bessie. It gives me, encouraging when I meet someone else and we just start to discuss something like that. I can, put my piece in too, because I have learned it from you. I have learned so much from you. And you just a wonderful teacher. You that the anointing just flow. And I enjoy you. Amen.
God be the glory, and to God be all the praise. Thank God for you,
mm-hmm.
Mother Eula, because you are one of my students.
Yes,
you,
I am.
Always say you learn much. Amen. Praise
I learned
Lord.
So much.
Every
at my yes.
Every teacher should have a student, right? But it's one or two. You got to have students.
Amen.
So you can teach.
Yes.
I bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That. My pupils, come on, and you all are learning. Because my thing is to see people grow in Christ and the things of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Have to have that hunger
Amen.
And thirst after righteousness and after the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
And God will. Once he sees that you have a hunger for him, he will bless you. He will show up. He will reveal himself to you. He will speak with you. He will share with you. He treats you like his own. That's it. But you got to be hungry.
Amen.
Amen. For the spiritual things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you once again, Brother Mark. Thank you for doing the closing and the invitation to Christ and the definition of what the little girl told you and gave to you, that she condensed a paper and a half to just a few words.
Yeah.
That is a big blessing.
Yep.
Amen. And I learned from you as well. Praise the Lord our God. And I got to get that definition. I got to write that down so I can share that with the young people as well. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. It makes it so easy to understand what salvation really is. Amen.
Yeah.
You and God, God and you, after you've received the Lord Jesus Christ, you and God, God and you. Amen. And I got to get the rest of that. Amen. You say it every night.
Amen.
I don't have it. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. But we thank God for his grace and his mercy tonight, which is extended to each and every one of us. And let us also show grace and mercy to others. Amen. So
Amen.
Access the favor of God. God bless you tonight. And
love
again,
you.
See you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
All
Shabbat
right.
Eve. 10 o'clock.
Amen.
Saturday. All right. God bless you all. Thank you, Mother Bessie,
Thank
for joining
you.
Us tonight. You sound great. You sound better.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Amen.
All right. God bless you, Mother Eula,
right.
and thank you once again, Brother Mark. God
you.
Bless you.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Brother Mark, right. for all that you do. All right.
No
much,
Amen.
Much blessings
Amen.
To you. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Night, night.
Mm-hmm. Night, night.